Former Prime Minister Tony Blair secretly advising Macron on how to stop Brexit. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 11, 2019. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair has been secretly briefing against his own country to the leaders of foreign powers in an attempt to frustrate Brexit, according to claims made in a British newspaper. The arch-globalist, among whose best-known achievements include leading the United Kingdom into the Iraq War under false pretenses before leaving government to take on several extremely lucrative advisory and speaking roles and making himself tens of millions of pounds in the process, has been secretly briefing France's president on how to stop Brexit. Fellow globalist leader Emmanuel Macron has received advice from Tony Blair on how to frustrate Brexit, claims Britain's Daily Telegraph, citing sources in Paris. The newspaper reports Mr. Blair has spoken to President Macron and met with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker to discuss Brexit and has advised Europe to give Britain no concessions at all and that such hardball tactics will see London eventually give up on Brexit altogether. Breitbart London reported in 2018 that Michel Barnier, the European Union's hardline Euro-federalist Brexit negotiator, had also met with the Tony Blair Institute. The new claims follow a single line in a Times report Sunday, which claimed, again citing sources, that Mr. Blair had been telling the French leader, "You've got to hold firm and then we'll end up staying." A British Member of Parliament who spoke to The Telegraph about the allegations over Mr. Blair's conduct said it was unprecedented in modern British history for a former Prime Minister to work against his home nation, supporting foreign powers directly to defeat the United Kingdom in sovereignty negotiations. The politician said Blair's conduct was totally unacceptable. A spokesman for Mr. Blair told the paper, "We don't comment on private meetings." The claims of Blair's conduct is the latest development in his tireless lobbying against the Brexit vote, which saw him join with fellow former leader John Major to support then Prime Minister David Cameron's campaign to keep Britain in the European Union in the run-up to the 2016 Brexit vote. After the nation elected to leave the European Union, Blair switched tactics and started a campaign for a second referendum just days after the votes of the first has been counted. Less than 2 weeks after the referendum, Blair claimed those who had voted against Brexit now felt disenfranchised, that the case for leaving the EU had crumbled, and that the nation should keep its options open regarding whether to leave Europe or not. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.